Tricia Ann was about to burst with excitement. Crossing her fingers and closing her eyes, she blurted out her question. Mama Frances, may I go to someplace special by myself today? Pretty please? I know where to go get off the bus and what streets to take and all. Although it had another name, Tricia Ann always called it someplace special because it was her favorite spot in the world. Please, may I go? Pretty please with marshmallows on top? I don't know if I'm ready to turn you loose in the world, Mama Frances answered, tying the sash of Tricia Ann's dress. Going off alone is a mighty big step. I'm ready, the girl said, taking a giant leap across the floor. See what a big step I can make? Mama Frances chuckled, all the time studying her granddaughter's face. I trust you'll be particular and remember everything I've told you. I will, Tricia Ann said real confident-like. Suddenly, her smile grew into a full grin. So you're saying I can go? I reckon, but you best hurry on before I change my mind. Pulling her pocketbook up on her shoulder, Tricia Ann blew her grandmother a thank you kiss. Then she rushed out the door and down the sidewalk. And no matter what, Mama Frances called after her, hold your head up and act like you belong to somebody.